And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Vicki Ryder. It came as no surprise to me. Last week, this station reported on a poll that found that 80% of North Carolinians want Duke Energy and not its customers to pay the price for cleaning up their Dan River coal ash spill. A bit more surprising was their finding that that sentiment is shared equally among independents, Democrats, and Republicans. I've got to wonder what's wrong with the other 20%. For far too long, we've been paying Duke Energy to burn filthy coal to generate electricity. Coal is dangerous to mine, toxic to burn, and will soon run out, as non-renewable fossil fuels tend to do, but that's never bothered Duke Energy. They've just gone on burning the stuff, raising our rates, and dumping the highly toxic ash into storage ponds that in many cases they've placed next to our rivers. It was inevitable. Last month, one of Duke Energy's pipes collapsed, dumping more than 30,000 tons of coal ash into the Dan River. That spill coated more than 70 miles of the Dan with arsenic, mercury, lead, and other deadly toxins. Duke Energy failed to heed the warning of those who saw what was sure to come. They failed to meet minimal state standards requiring a transition to more sustainable energy sources. And they failed to understand what my mother taught me many years ago. You make the mess, you clean it up. Cleaning up the mess is a cost of doing business. Duke Energy pocketed $2.7 billion in profits last year alone. That should be more than enough to pay for the mess that they've made. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.